Chat with Alex Steben now from Racing and Sports. Afternoon, Alex.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. We'll look back at racing here in Sydney on the weekend at Royal Randwick. Savitiano in the first, Josh Parr. Nice win for James Cummings in the camp there.
Yeah, nothing beats race fitness, I suppose. Both the Plasketters, Calculated and Awesome Pluck, they were resuming. Savitiano, she was given a perfect ride by Josh Parr, one out and one back. And for a 1.3-length win, we've awarded her with a time form rating of 100. She was the winner on the day, but Calculated, I believe, will be the best three-year-old from the race. He's run to a time form rating of 99 first up. He's by So You Think, so you'd imagine more ground will suit him. His form lines around Siege of Quebec and Brave Song last prep further confirmed to me that he's above average. So watch for him wherever he goes, second, third up. Hopefully they can step him up out to 1,200 metres, maybe even 14.
Well, Victorum, they just couldn't stop backing this horse. They were backing it early in the week. They just kept throwing it on. It went around $2.10 favourite. And she's still got a bit to learn, hasn't it?
Yeah, not really how I want my $2.10 favourite winning in a three-way blanket finish, but he got it done. Even before the tight photo, he wanted to pig root at the start and then got held up at the 600 metres. But the dust has settled and we've got him running to 84p. When we put a P on a time form rating, it indicates we believe he's likely to improve. Last prep, he ran to a time form rating of 94 when winning a two-year-old race at Grafton. So it suggests he's still got a few lengths up his sleeve on what he produced on Saturday, Sean. The next four across the line, All Stand, Under the Thumb, Els Nell and Tukuka Cod, I think they can definitely be fighting out the finish of more than just this highway handicap, Gorn, Sean. Keep an eye out for them in the coming weeks.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot covering those horses when they hit the line. I mean, the three lengths covered the first eight.
Yeah, that's right. I've sort of honed in on the first five across the line. Mm. But yeah, the blanket finish, I'm sure if you look even more closely at the race, you can probably find a few further back in the field that were going through their gears nicely too.
The Christmas Cup, and Kieran McAvoy got the money on Vassal for Chris Waller.
Hey, Vassal, he was the hard-fit star of the field, and that really told late. He's produced a career peak in winning that race with a figure of 103. He's certainly testament to the Chris Waller stable. He started this campaign in July and he's raced in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. The runner-up broadside, he kept grinding home for second. Prince Cherie, at the 200 metres, I thought he was going to win. His first win in over 4 years, but not quite. He just peaked on his run. You'll see each of these three horses in the Tattersalls Club Cup on New Year's Day. Of the three, I'd probably be sticking with broadside. I think he can probably turn the tables on Vassal third up with a weight swing.
All right. The English Nursery Irish Bet, he looks a nice racy type.
Yeah, I agree. Only 55,000 as a yearling, and that debut win netted him almost 300 grand in English bonuses. It's also netted him a time form rating of 98. Even though it's an English restricted race, it has a real knack of producing a bloody good winner. Moss Fun and She Will Reign last. Moss Fun was a winner and She Will Reign last season. They each won the English Nursery Golden Slipper Double. Extreme Choice won the English Nursery Blue Diamond Double two seasons ago. So all signs point to a good future for Irish Bet. Sanctimonious in fifth. He had no idea what he was doing. The Sydney way of going. He's still really caught the eye late. Worth a look at his next start.
Yeah, you look at the replay. He was sort of running around when to duck in behind horses. And it was only when he really got to the outside the last bit that he started to run home. And Tony McAvoy will have some fun with him. Mark Unum and Josh Parr combined. Nice steal with Anatola.
Yeah, straight to the front and kicked away from the 250 metres. And she's recorded a time form rating of 99. The runner-up, Oh Rachel, I thought she was fantastic. She's run to a time form rating of 95. We still haven't seen the best of this mare in Australia. She was Group 1 placed as a two-year-old with a time form rating of 103. She's got 2 to 3 lengths on that first up run to get to 103, and I think she could bridge that gap second or third up. Kieran McAvoy breaking his hand with Sweet Bella and late scratching. That's a real pity. He's riding so well. The Sydney Jockey Premiership, it's a three-way battle at the moment between him, Hugh and Brenton. So, yeah, let's hope he's back in the saddle sooner rather than later, Sean.
Too right. Now, the sixth event, and Rachel King and Sedna's are, they've got a wonderful relationship going at the moment, three straight.
Yes, the Danza, she's improved again on Saturday with a time form rating of 105. That's a new peak figure for her, which replaces the 103 she ran in the Shreps Oaks last season behind Egtar. So her benchmark is starting to get up there now. It's almost at 90. It sounds like the Group 3 Belle of the Turf Stakes at Gosford over the mile is next for her. And to me, that looks the perfect race for her fourth up. The place getter Zorkhan and Zebek, they were each excellent. Zorkhan, he's run an equal career peak first up with Blinkers first time. And I think he could be in store for a good summer prep, Sean.
All right. Well, the Villiers, I tell you what, that was a ripper race. Looked like Josh Parr was going to get away with robbery again on Cabeza de Vaca, but Jason Collett just nailed him on the line and cracked me up.
Yeah, it was perfect timing in each and every way. Perfectly timed ride and perfect timing for crack me up. Fourth run from a spell at the Randwick Mile. He recorded a time form rating of 111, and so that's right on the five-year winning average of the race. And that's encouraging because it's been won in recent years by good horses like Sense of Occasion and Happy Clapper. So crack me up, he really came of age last prep with good runs through the Brisbane winter. The Magic Millions next month is where he's headed. The runner-up, Cabeza de Vaca, he ran a new career peak of 111. Personally, if he runs again this prep, I would be avoiding him. I think that was a real gutbuster of a run. If you look at Red Excitement, Josh tried similar tactics with him and he almost beat Winks, but he raced like a tired horse for a few runs after that. Interlocutor, excellent late third. He's shown he's a future stakes winner this prep. Mr. Seawolf in fifth, he's my horse to follow from the Villiers. Both runs since arriving in Australia, they've been great. And Chris Waller Imports, they tend to come back better at their second Australian preps as well. So watch for Mr. Seawolf this autumn.
Now, back with Alex Stephen for ACN Sports. The race is sharp. Zestful was a narrow winner, but a convincing winner.
She's had a fantastic 2017. She's a dual stakes winner now, and this one netted her a time form rating of 109. Calander in fourth, he's one to watch from the race. He was held up badly in the straight, and he only got out late and was finding the line nice in fourth. I'm sure that they can find a race for him in the coming weeks. And, I thought so, Sean. He loves the placing. I've put him in the Tom Melvin category now. How about you?
I think so too. All right, fair enough, Rap. And Uptown Lad just keeps winning for Kim Moore. She's having a terrific run at the moment.
Yeah, he settled back, travelled very wide around the home turn, but he was still too good and produced a time form rating of 103. It sounds like they're aiming him at the provincial championships now. So I suppose with that race in mind, they'll probably spell him straight away. He's already a class 5 horse, so if he wins one more race, he won't be able to go toward that race. Savan, excellent out wide in second. And it ended what was a very good day for John O'Shea. Irish Sea was, of course, great. But it's worth noting he saddled up three tried horses in their first preps with the stable, Prince Sherry, Kuro and Savan, and they each placed. So, yeah, it's good to see John O'Shea starting to build his team back up.
And just finally, they're at the barriers at Narromine. One's come back to the mounting yard here, number 7, Hunger for Wonder. I'm not too sure what's happening. We'll find out in a moment. F Troop, very impressive in Brisbane.
Oh, that was a demolition job, wasn't it? And after it, we've got him as the third highest rated 2-year-old of the season behind the Breeders' Plate Quinella of Performer and Bondi. He ran to 108p on Saturday. And it's interesting, he saw a Spirit of Boom. He ran second in this race on debut back in 2009. Tony Gollan, he's already come out and said F Troop is the best 2-year-old he's trained, which is a pretty big push. And so the Magic Millions 2-year-old Classics next for him looks very hard to beat. I think Team Snowden shape is the biggest threat with cults such as Bondi and Legislation. And we'll see Bondi race again this week in the Wong Magic Millions 2-year-old Classics. So, yeah, that picture will certainly get clearer in the coming week, Sean.
All right, good on you, Alex. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sean.